Congressman David Schweikert's chief of staff has resigned. Both Schweikert and Oliver Schwab are being investigated as part of a House ethics probe focusing on misspending and other issues. Joining us to discuss this latest development is Eric Garcia, reporter for Roll Call. Eric, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So was this a surprise that Schwab decided to step down?
It was kind of a surprise because Schwab has been with Schweikert since Schweikert got elected to Congress in 2011. He's one of his most loyal staffers. On top of that, he's also a loyal campaign person. And you know, as it's been revealed with the House Ethics Committee, he's been he's been paid a lot by his consulting firms and paid a lot by Schweikert. So, yeah, it was kind of surprising.
What reason did he give for resigning? Because the congressman in his office have basically said, this is kind of it's an accounting mistake. We're going to correct it. It's not such a big deal. Not necessarily the kind of thing that would lead to somebody as important to the operation as you just described leaving.
So he said that it was that it was largely because of the fact that he had to have surgery and he was going to be working with Maritime Coast Guard. So this was but this was something that they say was just a new opportunity for Schwab. But it does raise questions given the fact that in late May, the House Ethics Committee said that they were going to open up an investigation per recommendation of the House Office of Congressional Ethics.
So does the fact that Schwab is no longer employed in Congress affect that investigation at all?
So the investigation is still going to go on. It's still going to happen with Schweikert. It's still something that needs to be seen. Schwab himself has already reimbursed Schweikert's campaign more than $50,000 from the money that – because according to the ethics probe is that the main accusation is that he was paid more for outside income than congressional staffers are allowed to earn in outside income. So the probe is still very much a reality for Schweikert's team.
So you mentioned the issue of outside income. Let's remember what this probe is all about. What was the Office of Congressional Ethics looking at, and what is the House Ethics Committee now looking at specifically?
So the House Ethics Committee is looking into accusations that Schweikert's firm, Chartwell Associates, it's basically a one-man shop. He admitted to the Washington Examiner, Schwab did, received more than $148,000 in consulting fees and $57,000 in travel fees since 2014. And that's more than the cap that's allowed for congressional staffers to earn in order to, because of certain ethics laws, there's kind of a prevention of congressional staffers from earning additional outside income.
So is that the only issue? Is that or is that just sort of the biggest issue that's being investigated here?
That seems to be the main issue. That seems to be the thrust of the issue is that Schwab was receiving an exorbitant amount of money from Schweikert's campaigns and Schweikert's PACs while at the same time working as Schweikert's chief of staff and most senior advisor.
Now, as you referenced, Schwab has repaid a pretty good chunk of change to the office. Does that mean anything legally, or does that really affect the investigation at all?
In some ways it does, but in the same way, you see, just because you rectify it doesn't mean that you still didn't break any rules. So as of right now, the Ethics Committee is going to be looking into that, and it's probably going to be examining how to account for that.
So what is the congressman's role in this himself? I mean, is this sort of a what did you know and when did you know it kind of situation?
That's the thing, is that Schweikert is considered, well, how do you not know the rules when it comes to this person being your most senior advisor since you first ran for House in 2010? And how do you reconcile that with you being a very, very senior advisor and not knowing, saying that you don't know what's going on?
Is there any sense of when this investigation might wrap up? Schweikert, of course, like all members of the House, is up for a re-election in November.
So this is going to go on for a long time. This is going to go on probably even longer than the actual long past November. And this is going to be a thing that's going to really, really bog down Schweikert long after November.
All right. Fair enough. That's Eric Garcia, reporter for Roll Call. Eric, thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks very much. Bye.